local communities around Wisconsin have a lot of concerns in common. How to keep young adults from leaving town after graduation, road maintenance, access to healthcare facilities, and here's one more, providing spaces and activities for teenagers.
Our next guest says it's a common problem, especially, but not only in smaller towns. Teens don't have places to get together in public or things to do, and if they want to gather in parking lots or restaurants or parks and malls, they're not always welcome.
He says one answer to solving the problem, ask the teens themselves to come up with solutions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this a problem in your community? Have you found solutions? Again, 800-642-1234. Neil Clemmy joins us now. He's 4-H Youth Development Educator Department Head at the UW Extension in Iron County. He's based in Hurley. Neil, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, a little background. We, Neil, were both at a planning and design gathering in Princeton, Wisconsin. And as part of that, you and I talked to some high school students, and they said this was a big problem for them. There's no public place for them to gather. Is this something you hear in communities around the state?
Yeah, and I think not just a place for them to gather, but I think another thing that they need is to have a voice in the decisions that are being made in the community. I think it's important for kids to feel like they can contribute. Positive youth development says that kids need to be able to contribute to their community and get that sense of that they belong and that they have a say in what's happening.
Now, let's look more at the problem side of things. First of all,
sure.
If kids' voices, if youth voices aren't heard, what do we lose?
Well, as far as from a positive youth development standpoint, what kids are losing then or what happens is they find other ways to be heard, which could come out in communities in a negative way. They're not gathering in places that are safe. They're gathering in places that are, doing things that they don't want adults to see and could be causing them to get in trouble.
And we hear in small towns in particular, not just small towns, that a lot of the things you might think of doing as a teen, hanging out at the theater, going roller skating, maybe going to the bowling alley, well, the theater might have closed, the skating rink probably closed, bowling alley may or may not still be there. A lot of the things that we might have associated with our youth maybe aren't even options for kids anymore.
Exactly. I know, and here in Hurley, we don't have a skating rink. I hear people talking all the time about back when the rink was open, when we had a skating rink, and we have a bowling alley, but it's also a bar. So, is it the most appropriate place for kids to be hanging out, where they're hanging out with there's alcohol being consumed, and is that the best thing for them to be? Our movie theater is open, but it's again a small town movie theater.
And let's get into how to get teens involved. And this is
sure.
Something you've been working on in Hurley and Iron County in general. And you've had some real things come out of this. But how did you get started in this process of bringing young people in to plan to fill these gaps in their lives?
Okay. Well, so I started out here in Iron County back in 2012. And it was something that I really wanted to look into and address. There was some strategic planning done before I got here from our community development educator, Will Andreessen, who had really looked into how do we attract and retain young people to the Gugebic Range, to this area. And one thing that I wanted to do was to really address the how do we get young people involved, teenagers. There's young adults and that too, but I really wanted to focus on teenagers and middle school age kids because those are especially middle school, and those are ages that they're not involved in things like this, and then they're forgotten. So I started small. I started with some initial programming that was already happening, my summer camp program. I had 30-some camp counselors, but the camp was being planned by adults mostly. So what I did was create a camp planning team where youth had a voice, helped create the plan for camp, helped design the camp programming, get involved in teaching the camp trainings, all that stuff. So they really had built some ownership in the programming and moved the program to more of a youth-led program. After that, the Iron County Fair Board here was looking for ways to how do we get more teenagers and young people to come to the fair and spend more time there? How do we increase attendance, especially with our youth? So I got them to allow a group of high school students and myself to create a survey that actually asked the kids that question. And what, and from that, they incorporated some of the youth survey results into their plan. You know, having bands that, you know, young people would want to come to. I think one of the funny comment was one of the kids said, stop playing polka music, and we would come. So I think that was interesting, but it was something that they hadn't thought of. So that they worked that in, and they've been hiring a band that's more, I guess, more attractive to younger populations. And I've seen the difference. There's a lot more high school kids and middle school kids hanging out at the fair now. So it worked. I guess from there, another thing that I wanted to do was trying to connect kids to the natural features of Iron County and to the things that maybe they love about living here. One of them is Iron County has 16 waterfalls in the county, but the brochure that guided people to those waterfalls was down to the point where it was just in black and white photocopies of it, and you couldn't tell where they were or follow the directions. So the kids helped me recreate the brochure with GPS coordinates so that the people could plug it into their cell phones and find the waterfalls. A lot of the kids told me, they're like, we haven't been to those waterfalls since we were little kids, since mom and dad dragged us out there. But we all went out and checked out all these waterfalls after we made the brochure, which I think is great because, you know, connecting kids to the assets of their community is also a key to getting them involved and getting them to want to come back, or those are the things that they're going to look for one day when they pick a home and a place to settle with their families. So I guess from there, I used the first impression tool that was created by Andy Lewis with UW Extension a couple decades ago. It's been used with adults for years, and I took it and I kind of recreated it so it was a teen program, a high school kid program. So it's a program that takes members of one community to another community, and they do kind of a community swap. So like I took a group of high school students to Montello one summer, and Montello sent a group of kids up here to Hurley. You complete this survey, and then you go back to the community and present on your findings, and you tell that community, you know, what you liked about their downtown, what you liked about their residential areas, what you liked about their school, and all that. You know, so it really gives exactly the youth perspective on what communities can build off of.
We're talking to Neil Clemmy, UW Extension in Iron County. He's with 4-H Youth Development there, talking about efforts to provide spaces and activities for teens. A lot of communities dealing with this problem. And he says the one key to doing this is to get the teens, the youth themselves, involved in the planning process. That's what we're talking about right now. Neil, as you worked with teens in these programs and in another one we'll talk about, what kind of reaction do you get? Do they? I would imagine if I were a teenager thinking back, I would be very surprised that the grown-ups were asking for my input and my opinions.
Right, and that's why I kind of started small, because initially when I started to ask these kind of questions to the teenagers, you know, I got this deer in headlight look at me like, you want me to do what? No one's ever asked me that before. So you really had to start building them and giving them the skills and teaching them the things that they need to know in order to make those decisions. And I think they respected it, and I think the adults started to go to say, you know, we should have asked you guys this a long time ago. You know, I had one adult in the community here tell me, well, if you ask the kids, they're just going to want water parks and roller coasters. And I said, I don't think you give them quite enough credit. I think you need to give them a little more credit for their ideas. And I think after they came back and gave their feedback from the first impression strips, they really were able to go, the adults really started to see them in a different light and start seeing them as part of the solution rather than, you know, oh, no, they're all leaving. That's the problem. How do we fix it? They started to see that these kids could help us fix it.
And if kids are civically engaged, maybe this is looking too far ahead, but if I'm a teenager in a small town and I'm looking for reasons to stay, is being engaged like this, engaged with the community, something that they're going to weigh in making that decision?
I think so. You know, some of the evaluation that I've done of the programs that I've been doing, you know, some of the kids said, you know, I never thought of all the things that I love about this community, and I never really thought about where I wanted to be when I grew up, when I got out of high school and out of college, and this really helped me reflect and decide, you know, I do like my hometown. This is where I want to be, and it helps them, you know, gives them a sense of power and ownership in their community.
We're talking to Neil Clemmy from UW Extension, looking at how communities can provide spaces and activities for teens, in part by listening to the teens themselves.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Is this a problem for your community? If you're a teen, is there a place for you to go and hang out with your friends where you feel welcome? And adults, did you have something like this in your community growing up? Is it still around? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're continuing the conversation with Neil Clemmy from UW Extension in Iron County. He works with local governments to help provide activities and spaces for teens. And he also brings teens on board to help in the planning process.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you're a teen now or a young adult, you're recently a teen. Does this sound like a problem you had? There was no place to go to hang out with your friends where you didn't get shooed away by business owners or the police? Was there not a friendly place for you to hang out in? Or was there? If so, what was it? If you're a parent of teens, do you see this as a problem? And if you work in schools or local government, what do you see? What's going on in your community? What do you have? What do you wish you had? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Well, Neil, you had a big story in Hurley. You brought teens on to help plan things, and you ended up with a trailhead project.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through what happened?
Well, and so all those other things led to the Wisconsin design team coming to Hurley to help us. There was a committee of people that were working on developing a trail, a non-motorized trail through Hurley. And the beginning we thought we needed to do was develop a trailhead. So the trail comes across the border from the Upper Peninsula, from Ironwood over into Hurley. And we had a piece of property there and a couple other spots. And we wanted the design team to kind of help us decide which was the best spot for our trailheads on either end of the trail, east and west ends. And we had some high school kids, some seven high school kids who had participated in the first impression exchange, help us with that design. They really took the lead on giving the tours around their community. We had one who was, pretty adamant, you can't have a trailhead there. This is filled with boats all summer long. You're not going to have room for people with bikes. And so they were really great because they've lived here their whole life. They know where the traffic is. They know where trailheads would work best and where these would be. And what was cool about this was with the Wisconsin design team, they got to actually sit with the designers and help draw pictures and design parks and playground equipment. And they got their hands into it and got their hands dirty and helped with the design and the presentation in the evening that we gave to the community. And some of the kids learned, what they could do with their artistic ability when they're done. They're like, this is what I could do for a career. I could be a landscape architect. I could draw these things. So it was great.
We'll get into the final product in just a bit. I want to go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Ken is on the line in Madison. Ken, hi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Ken?
Well, I was curious. Listening to the conversation, I had some ideas about possibly starting something like this in my community. It sounds kind of like a daunting task. I was wondering how much effort goes into something like this, and if you were to pursue it, who would you have to talk to? Who are the people in the community that would have to be on board to offer their support to allow you to go after areas, access, approvals?
Ken, thanks. If a community member wanted to try something like this, Neil, where do they start?
Well, start with your extension office. I know a lot of 4-H youth development educators around the state, this is something they do, and they could help you with that. Or there's specialists, and they can put you in touch with people like myself who could help you with that, too. Obviously, you're going to need city leaders, government leaders, city councils, county board members. You need that political capital And you need some of those leaders to give up some of that political capital to the young people, and help them build some social, help the young people build that capital so that they have some power too. So you're going to need school boards. Schools are really important. You need them on board because they can get you access to the kids that would be interested in something like this. But then, like I said, you know, look for the kids who might be doing things like this already, or start small and look for small projects. But anywhere where there's a place for kids, where you want kids' opinions, plug them in and start asking.
Ken, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. As we talk to Neil Clemmie, 4-H Youth Development Educator for the Iron County UW Extension, talking about how communities are trying to provide places and activities for teens, and Neil and others working with teens themselves to try to come up with a plan for those things. Again, you can join in. Let us know what's going on or isn't going on in your community at 800-642-1234. Neil, this sounds like quite a civics lesson for the kids themselves. I mean, because you're talking about doing all the stuff that anybody would have to do to try to make a change in their community.
It is. And they, a lot of times they don't understand what it all goes into these kinds of processes. They don't understand, you know, when a community wants to put, you know, renovate their downtown, what all goes into that, how much money that's going to cost, where are you going to get the money from, and who needs to make the decisions to make that happen. So this has been awesome. A lot of the kids have really learned a lot about, you know, a lot of it about the challenges that go along with it, but also, you know, the steps that it takes to make things like this happen. So I think it's been great. And, you know, it's also grown into a possible, our county board is about to approve positions on our county board for youth. So youth will get an even deeper look into county government and how decisions are made.
We heard from Kristen. She messaged us to say, I had the chance to work with Neil and a group of 4-H youth on the design for a trailhead in Hurley. The kids were talented and an incredibly deep knowledge about their community. They floored the Wisconsin design team members with their ability. So, yeah, I was just talking to you, Neil, about the learning opportunities for the youth. Sounds like the grown-ups can learn a thing or two here, too.
Well, I absolutely, and I think that's important. It's, you know, a lot of adults are impacted by this stuff. Adults like to be to feel like they can give back to the next generation. They like to feel like they can be mentors to the next generation. So I think, and it's always cool for adults to see what the next generation can do and to be a part of building that up.
And we've been talking about your work there in Iron County, but you told me actually that there are things like this going on around the state, and there was a statewide gathering in Madison, bringing together people to share their experiences with this.
Right. It's a event called the Youth as Partners in Civic Leadership Conference. It's organized by a group of kids from all over the state, actually, and it's held at Upham Woods in Wisconsin Dells. That's kind of been its home the last few years. Matt Calvert he's a state specialist in the University of Extension in Madison, and he helps those kids put this together. And they come up with a theme every year, and it's really important. The kids really hit on some hard issues. You know, there's kids from urban Milwaukee to rural Iron County has been there several times. So kids get to see where each other come from and, you know, what their backgrounds are.
Weird from Mary on Facebook, who asks, how else does UW Extension involve teens in their communities, things like local government participation, etc.?
Well, before coming here to Iron County, I was a teen court coordinator in Oconto County, and there's several county extension educators who head up a teen court program where juveniles, are first offenders, get a chance to make up for their offense and get that taken off their record, and they go in front of a group of their peers, and so kids get a chance to participate in the judicial system. There's, like I said, there's other youth and governance programs where county boards create space on the county board for young people to sit and serve on committees. Every county has a 4-H program that is built on youth development and creating places for young people to be leaders, either at the club level, at the county level. So every county has a program like this with their 4-H program.
Neil, before we wrap up, I want to head back to the Trailhead Project in Iron County. Last we mentioned that it had been designed. Where is it now?
a month ago, we purchased the property to develop the trailhead, the part that comes right into Wisconsin. So if you drive through Hurley, you'll see this open field on the right side. It's now owned by the city. So we can start developing plans. We've got the engineer firm that we're working with is developing plans and kind of using what the kids and the design team designed to kind of move forward and give us a trail, a park there.
Do I remember right, coming from the teens' ideas, there's going to be a fire pit involved in this? This was a place they wanted?
That was one of the designs. There was to be a fire pit so that the kids could come there and hang out. Right now they hang out in Walmart until the police come and shoo them away, or they hang out at the visitor center, and they really wanted a place where they could come and kind of hang out. It'd be public, so they wouldn't get in any trouble. They just want a place to be hanging out.
And when we were talking to those high school students in Princeton a couple weeks back, when you mentioned that, I mean,
yeah.
Jaws dropped, eyes lit up. They love this idea. There's a hunger for this kind of participation and kind of project, just briefly, isn't there, Neil?
Yeah, there is. The kids in Princeton had some great ideas.
Well, we'll leave it there, Neil. Thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Neil Clemmie. He's a 4-H Youth Development Educator Department Head at Iron County UW Extension. He's been talking about trying to solve a common problem in communities around Wisconsin, big and small, finding a place, creating a place for teens to hang out and activities for them to engage in, and getting teens involved in the process themselves. We have a link at WPR.org. You can find it on the Ideas Network Facebook page as well. Some information about how they did that, and you can find that on that website. And while you're there on the Ideas Network Facebook page, you can share your experiences, what's going on in your communities as well.
And thank you to all who contributed during our fall membership drive. More than 4,800 listeners pledged, including more than 1,000 new members. You donated more than $652,000, and we met the drive's goal. Your support builds a strong future for WPR. Thank you.